The executive is aware of this ruling. The executive has received it. The executive recognizes its duty to enforce this, but it's working in a way to find out what are its rights as well. And in the face of such action, what are the options available to it? The fundamental principle is to continue to build our democracy around the rule of law and our republic, that tripod system of government that we have. And we must continue to strengthen each branch of the government.
I am not a lawyer, Mr. Minister, but the way I understand it is that to be Justice Minister of Liberia, you must be practicing lawyer, and also that Justice Minister Tah was also the legal advisor to the President of Liberia. I guess what I'm asking is that what does the President do now?
It's not just what the President should do, it's what the government and the people of Liberia have been able to do. What we've been able to do is to steadily reposition the republic so that fundamental principle of check and balance is restored, that transparency and accountability is restored to the reform governance model that is being built. But to return to your question specifically, one thing you can be sure of is that this president, as has been done in the past, will continue to respect the line of demarcation of the court, the independence of the various branches, and the duty of the court to say what the law is. In terms of full implication of the action, the president is engaged in a cross-sectional range of conversation and consultation with legal luminaries, with politicians, with opinion leaders, because the country really has never been here. The focus of the leadership of the country is to continue to deepen the progress that has been made. And that progress means we must continue to respect the independence of the various branches.
So, Mr. Minister, do we have a constitutional crisis? What I'm thinking is that can the President of Liberia reject this decision of the Supreme Court?
This president has consistently indicated that not only will she respect the authority and the roles and functions of the various branches of the government, but she has inspired increased sense of independence.
So even if it means that the president for 6 months will be without a justice minister, she will continue to respect the decision of the court?
Well, I don't know how far that will go to say that will she be without a justice minister for 6 months, will she be without a justice minister for 1 month or even for 1 week. That is why she has availed herself to a wide range of consultation, including with legal scholars and luminaries in the country, those who have greater depth about what our Constitution says.